sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little fighters. But I, Professor Utonium, accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, Chemical X. Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born. Using their ultra superpowers, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil. Now that they're all grown up, these perfect fighters are adult women with their own goals, opinions, and personalities. Blossom, the commander and the leader. Bubbles, the joy and the laughter. Buttercup, the toughest fighter. We enter their story at a tumultuous time. Our heroes are still learning about themselves and the world at large.
However, sometimes evil strikes in ways we don't expect. Relationships take hard work, and our girls are doing their best. So let's join them back on the home front and see if the Powerpuff Girls can make amends by bedtime.
Where are they? I swear I left them right here. Blossom! Bubbles! Get in here right now!
I'm right here, Buttercup. I've been here the whole time. What's wrong now?
Hey, can you maybe take it down a notch?
Buttercup, please. You know I can't speak Angie.
Okay, everyone stop and take a breath. In, out. Now, B-Cup, what the heck is going on?
One of you knows exactly what is going on. And no one leaves this room until I get to the bottom of this.
You're really bratty today, Buttercup. I'm really sorry. I can't help unless you tell me what's going on. One second you were fine, and now you're barricading us in the room.
Bubs, don't exacerbate the situation. Words, Buttercup. Use them. What is wrong?
Look at me. Look at me really closely. Does something appear to be missing?
Your fashion sense, as usual?
Why, you little...
Bubbles! Buttercup! Stop fighting right now! What is even happening? Fine. You want to get rowdy? We can do this the hard way, then. Why don't you two just chill out?
One of you stole my shoes! Give them back, right now.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you freaking kidding me? I had to use my ice breath on you two because you were fighting about shoes?
Fine. Since neither of you give a crap about my time, I have a hot date and I need my shoes so I can go on it!
Well, now it's clear you lost your shoes. How could anyone believe you had a date? Honestly, B-Cup, stop lying.
When I get out of here, I'm gonna slap the spice right out of your sugary ass.
Stop making this harder than it needs to be. There's a simple solution here. Look, I'm not wearing your freaking shoes. Now, Bubbles, use your laser vision to melt the ice on your feet.
Oh my god, whatever. Fine, Buttercup. I took your shoes.
You! you little...
Have you two gone feral or something? This is above my pay grade. We're going to the professor. Levitate yourselves into his lab now! Professor, we have a problem. I think it involves shoes and a date, but these two are being very mean to each other, and it's gotta stop now. Can you please help us?
Professor, I've been robbed. Bubbles took my shoes, and I need them.
Professor? You made us. We're sisters. We're equal. None of us are above the other. We're all equal parts. Sugar, spice, and everything nice. We're supposed to share everything and get along. I don't understand why I'm being punished for being honest and for sharing with my sisters like you asked of us.
I didn't ask to be made. I didn't ask to be your sister. And if you want to be technical about it, the professor didn't make us on purpose. His stupid assistant, Jojo, shoved him into a beaker.
Oh? Is that who your date is with? Mojo Jojo?
Do you know what, Bubbles? I'm starting to think the only thing we have in common is an unfortunate lab accident.
Do you really mean that, Buttercup? That's so sad.
Oh, blow. She's mad at me, not you. You know she didn't mean that. Right, Buttercup?
Yeah, you're right. That was harsh and came out wrong. It's hard not to feel like I don't fit in with you two. Blossom, you get attention and engagement because... you're the commander and leader. Bubbles, you get spoiled and pampered because you're the joy and sunshine. And then there's me.
We all have problems feeling like we don't fit in, Buttercup. You're not alone.
Yeah, and you know who you are. Toughest fighter.
I know you two are trying to be supportive, but... what does that even mean? When I think about who I am, I'm the toughest fighter, but who I want to be is, well, Daddy's little slut.
That certainly is honest.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I get it. The professor is objectively hot. He has this whole reasonable but fertile scientist in a movie type thing going on.
Hold the phone. Did we just go from fighting to talking about our fantasies to our dad?
What? It's not like he's our DNA dad, Bloss.
Can we not add kink shaming to the list of things that ruin my day? There's nothing wrong with me, and I'm not ashamed for wanting to please Daddy.
Well, okay. Do it then. I'll melt the ice on you and you can show him how much you love him.
You know what? You're both right. I'm being uptight. If you and the professor both want it, who am I to judge?
So, how about it, Daddy? Want to take your pants off and let me show you how much I love you?
Oh. He looks really hard, B-Cup. You should put your mouth on the tip and give him soft licks. I bet he'd like that.
Do you want me to put my warm, wet mouth on your cock, Daddy?
Sounds like a, good plan, sis. Finger guns.
Blow. You're supposed to just do the hand thing, not say it, weirdo.
Excuse me? I'm trying to suck Daddy off here. I've only ever done this to Bubbles. So does it feel good when I run my tongue over your cockhead like that, Daddy? I'm the first sister to suck your cock. Does that make me your favorite? Are you two just gonna watch? You're not saying anything and it's kind of freaking me out.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
I changed my mind. Weird praise is worse than awkward silence, especially during my first blowjob.
It's okay, B. You're doing such a good job. Isn't that right, Professor? See? He's loving it, Buttercup.
Words are nice and all, but it'd be cooler if you helped out a little, Bubs.
You could, rim him?
That would put my mouth to better use. I'm down. Professor, I think you need to move over a little so I can put my little tongue in your asshole.
This is pretty hot, to be honest. You two are basically double-teaming our dad. Apparently I have a lot to learn in the, sex ed department.
I'm sure we can give you a few pointers later, Blo. What are sisters for, after all?
Blossom? Do you need someone to boss you around, or what?
Oh, no. I learned my lesson last time. I'll just be quiet until I'm needed.
Good, because me and B-Cup are a little busy down here with Daddy's needy bits.
Seriously, you two, just shut up. You know what? We've been doing this long enough. I want to climb up and wrap my legs around you. Between my mouth wetting your dick and my pussy leaking in my panties, I know you'll fit inside me if I wrap my legs around you now, Daddy.
There she goes, Professor. Bubs, why don't you, keep his mouth occupied? Not that I'm in charge or anything.
Stay humble, Bloss. How about a kiss, Professor? I'd never go ass to mouth for anyone but you.
I need you to hold me steady with your arms. Think of it like a hug, Daddy, but better, because now you're filling me up so much.
Oh, Professor, I love making out with you while you fuck Buttercup. Oh, fuck her harder, please.
Biting his lip like that was so hot, Bubbles. Good job.
I told you I had some techniques to show you, sis.
Shut up, you two. I need to concentrate if I'm gonna come on Daddy's cock. I think I'm gonna... I just...
That was super sexy, to be honest. I know it's wrong, but next time, I went in on the action.
There's nothing taboo about pleasure between consenting adults, Blossom.
Oh, molecules! I completely missed my date.
That's okay. How about we do popcorn in a movie? You know, real family bonding time.
That's a great idea, Bubbles. Let's pick a movie from our faves list.
Okay, but I get to sit in Daddy's lap.
I think after tonight, we're definitely acting more like family and less like frenemies.
Oh, you girls.
Ha ha ha.